there is mounting pressure on the government to publish the full report by KPMG into the Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited and the Ghana Revenue Authority contract for revenue assurances in the gold and petroleum sectors on behalf of government. Details as Manasseh Azurawinne, lead investigator of the Fourth Estate team that conducted the initial investigation, questions the president's decision to allow SML to hold on to its initial contract.
The very basis for keeping that contract that SML is checking under declaration, under reporting, the company has said on record, and it is honored in our documentary, on camera, that we don't do those services.
So on what basis then will the presidency be acting by saying that that contract should rather go on when KPMG, and as we've watched in your documentary, have clearly alluded to the fact that they are not doing that work? And
now, that will bring you more details and assessment from civil society organizations. This is the top story. Now, let's get into the whole issue here. Now, calls are intensifying for government to make public the report by KPMG on the investigations into the contract between the Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited, SML, and the Ghana Revenue Authority for the former to undertake revenue assurance services in the gold and petroleum production sector for the government. In December last year, the Fourth Estate reported that Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited, SML, won the sole-sourced contract though it had no prior experience. Following that investigation, the presidency caused the contract to be suspended and ordered KPMG to conduct an investigation into that transaction. The recommendations by the company has today been upheld by the president. My colleague Kenneth Jesse joins me in studio with someone. This, Kenneth, first of all, what were the KPMG recommendations on this matter?
Right, so these were the key findings, and it says that total fee paid to SML amounted to 1.06 billion Ghana cedis, and it's dated from 2018 to the date of its suspension, and no payment was made for upstream petroleum. It also says that total fee to be paid to SML under the 2023 contract was 5.17 billion Ghana cedis for a period of 5 years. That is about a billion Ghana cedis a year. And no technical needs assessment was done prior to the engagement of SML. After SML was engaged, the Ghana Revenue Authority and the Ministry of Finance reports all found that there might be under-reporting, under-declaration, and potential revenue leakages. And then the GRA engaged SML as a subcontractor without PPA approval. The GRA-SML deal was not approved by Parliament as well. And then KPMG also continues that it found that there was no evidence that the 2018 and 2019 contracts were submitted to the GRA board for discussion and approval, contrary to the GRA Act.
Okay.
And we have the chart, and if you look at the chart, or I will describe it to you, it says that the downstream performance under SML, the description is that incremental volume was 1.7 billion liters, and then the tax revenue was 2.4 billion Ghana cedis. Now, KPMG concluded that SML partially delivered on transaction audit services, leading to lower than expected revenues. SML partially delivered on external price verification services, leading to lower than benefits acquired by GRA. Now, SML had not implemented audits for upstream petroleum and minerals, leaving the potential benefits for GRA unclear. KPMG advised assessing the necessity of these services due to possible revenue leakages in these areas, and government to terminate the GRA SML contract. These were key findings by the KPMG, or the recommendation by KPMG, by the way, and it recommended also that a government has to pay SML for services already completed and not pay for. Yes. And a government to pay SML a return on investment equivalent to SML's investment. So these are some of the recommendations that
KPMG suggests that the state should assess the revenue potential of upstream petroleum and minerals audits emphasizing the need to address potential leakages. So it sees that there is a leakage somewhere. There could be a leakage somewhere, but the state should do an audit to identify those and find a way out. But what did the president also say on these recommendations?
Right. So the president directed the ministry and GRA to conduct a comprehensive technical needs assessment, value for money assessment, and stakeholder engagements before implementing such services. It also recommended or directed the transaction audit and external price verification services may also be terminated. There is a clear need for the downstream petroleum audit services provided by SML. We continue with the president's direction, which says that SML's performance in any renegotiated contracts should be monitored and evaluated periodically to ensure that it meets expectations. Any renegotiated contract should be compliant with Section 33 of the PFMA.
All right. Thank you. That's Kenneth Jesse there. But Manasseh Azura Winnie, who is lead investigator on the team that did the initial investigation, which reviewed the rot, says the steps taken by government is commendable, but disagrees with the government's decision to allow the SML to keep on to the initial contract of monitoring the downstream petroleum sector. He spoke to my colleague, Kweku Asante.
The president has today caused a five-page press release to be issued after the KPMG submitted its audit report to him on that SML contract. You will recall that a few months ago, the Fourth Estate, led by Manasseh Azura, when he put out a documentary, The 3 Billion Cedi Lie, where they made specific claims about Ghana's downstream petroleum sector and that contract that had been handed over to the SML for some revenue assurances. The president all but says that the SML can go ahead. In fact, with that contract that has been impugned, that contract that even the NPA has said they do not have so much information about. So Manasseh Azura Winnie conducted this investigation. Manasseh, let me start by asking you your reaction initially to this five-page press release that has been put out by the president. Of course, we haven't seen KPMG's audit report. It is the presidency that are quoting what the KPMG have found.
Okay, my reaction is mixed in a sense that it is commendable that the president decided to look into it and certain actions have been taken. It is important to stress that the component of the contract that has been cancelled is the biggest component in terms of the revenue we are saving. The upstream petroleum and also the mining sector components of the contract, per our production figures as a country, we were going to pay about $90 million to KPMG every single year. So that angle has been, or component has been cancelled. So it is significant savings in addition to some price verification aspect that has also been cancelled. Now, the part that has been kept is the downstream petroleum contract. And that one, the president based his decision to keep the contract on the basis that SML is checking under reporting and under declaration. If you watch our documentary, we put this question to SML and ask whether they were doing under reporting or they were checking under the reporting or under declaration. The company said they were doing none of those services.
It was on their website.
It was on their website, and after we confronted them, they deleted that information from their website. The GRA, which awarded the contract to SML, also told us that SML did not and does not check under reporting or under declaration. The most disturbing part of that contract is the measurement that SML's meters claim to be taken. Those measurements are not used for tax purposes by even the GRA, which contracted them. We asked the SML engineers which of the recordings, you know, the NPA has a system called the ERDMS that is connected to the customs system, the ICOMS. And it is the figures that go through the NPA system that are used for tax purposes. And SML's engineers explained that their meters, the SML meters, are non-intrusive. They are placed on the pipelines, but the meters at the depots that go through the NPA system that is used by customs, they take more accurate recording because they are intrusive. They take the exact measurement of petroleum product that goes through them. So the very basis for keeping that contract that SML is checking under declaration, under reporting, the company has said on record, and it is honored in our documentary, on camera, that we don't do those services.
So on what basis then will the presidency be acting by saying that that contract should rather go on when KPMG, and as we've watched in your documentary, have clearly alluded to the fact that they are not doing that work. And in fact, SML, I should say, and have in fact gone ahead to take down that aspect from their website. But here we see in the president's directives that that contract must stay. So what might be contributing to that, especially when KPMG is simply telling you don't have that? Do you see that maybe KPMG has been shown contracts probably that have been signed for which reason the president now says that should go on?
Well, I would be very measured in perhaps attacking KPMG until I see the KPMG report. Because I did a JIDA investigation. The president issued some directives on the JIDA report. But when the report itself was published, it was worse than what the presidency issued. This was in 2013. So with this experience, I'm a bit measured. But what we can say is that, look, it is good news to the Republic of Ghana that the upstream petroleum contract and the gold mining contracts are off the table. These were contracts that were going
to... You sense they're off the table. The word the president used that they may be terminated. What if the finance minister and GRA goes to convince the president, listen, we need this. Because the president said they may. They have to even go and do some value for money audit here and there and decide what they want to do with it.
They said the heading is the recommendation made by KPMG says these contracts may be terminated. So the heading, per my understanding, is that the president is accepting these recommendations. And there are many parts that says even if a contract of that nature will be signed, then it should go through ABC procedures. So okay. There's no contracts on those services. But also another important issue that we should look at is the claim that within the period SML operated, there were volume increases that resulted in 2.4 billion Ghana cedis. We said that in our report, we got those figures, but nobody could tell us that they are linked to SML's operation.
Already, Bright Simmons and the civil society have said that they cannot link that to SML's operation. So, in the coming days, will you be expecting that the presidency will publish the full report from KPMG, if they made any findings on that, so that the public can read for themselves and judge how KPMG came by those findings?
Exactly. It is only fair that we see the report. That report doesn't belong to Akufo-Addo. That report is for Ghanaians. So if KPMG has done a report and you have made a commentary and recommendations on that report, we expect to see that report. In 2013, the group that was so vocal on the president at the time, President Mahama, to publish the JIDA report was the MPP. President Mahama finally published the JIDA report, and it was worse than his recommendations and what he put out. So it is non-negotiable. We have to see the report that KPMG submitted to the presidency. And I think media houses, the right to information law entitles Ghanaians to write for the report. And I see no reason the president should keep that report.
Will you be trying to use the RTI request to try and get this?
Yes, I think letters by tomorrow, letters to go to the presidency. They should give us copies of the report.
Thank you very much, Manasseh. So we've been talking to Manasseh Azurawene, who conducted that investigation to that SML contract.
So that's my colleague Kwekwa Asante speaking to Manasseh Azurawene, who is the lead investigator on the team that did the initial work that revealed the rots in terms of this contract between the SML and the Ghana Revenue Authority. Now, since this issue came up and the president issued his recommendation on the back of the work KPMG did, a lot more people are calling on the presidency to fully publish the full report of the KPMG KPMG so that people can make their informed decisions on that. What do you also make of this? We'll be engaging civil society on this particular matter to understand what they do also. Because you remember when this issue came out, a lot more people really asked for stricter measures to be put in place to ensure that, you know, things like that do not fester. We've been joined online by Mary Ada, who is the executive director for the Ghana Integrity.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
¿Escuchas ese rugido? ¿Sientes la experiencia de poder? ¿La emoción de la libertad? Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us here, Madam Ada.
Thank you very much for having me. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you make of the president's decision on the back of what KPMG has done into this particular contract?
Thank you so much. One, we believe that it's a good thing. In the beginning, the president initiated the investigations and we thought that was the way to go. Number two, we believe that at a point when the investigations are completed, we also need to see what evidence has been established, be it with compliance, corruption, and others. From what we have read in the statement of the president, we do not see any issues around corruption that we can point to now, but we see clearly very glaring compliance issues that manifest in the investigation that the KPMG has turned out. So the issue with us now is what made the president arrive at some of the decisions he has made to make the SML to continue with what they are doing. It means we need to all understand and appreciate it from the point of view of the president. So why not publish the bigger report so that we are all informed based on what the decisions were made? I believe it will be very good for all Ghanaians. Again, are we saying that the GRE cannot do the work the SML is doing as we speak? If they cannot, what is the plan for capacity building or the transitioning so that we know that within this period, the SML and its associates would be building capacity of the GRA to be able to take over? Because if you remember clearly, some of the issues that were related to the West Blue and the other destination companies before them, it was to ensure that people whose capacities within the institution was low was built, so that at a point there's a transitioning to hand it over. So is there anything like that? I don't see it reading the report. And we must not be encouraged to be doing things that will make people work in perpetuity. So for us, we believe that even though the issues have been spoken to, we need to know exactly what informed these decisions, and we need to know what the plan is for going forward.
Now, if you read the wording of the report, for example, the president's recommendations, number one says the upstream petroleum audit and minerals audit services have not been commenced and no payment have been made in respect of those services. Therefore, they may be terminated. However, given that the upstream petroleum audit and minerals audit services could prevent significant revenue leakages, the president has directed that the ministry and GRA conduct a comprehensive technical needs assessment, value for money assessment, and stakeholder engagement before implementing such services. So you alluded to earlier that couldn't it be that we have the men in the institution to carry on the work? But if you look at it, is it not something that, I mean, we could allow a company to do to prevent revenue from leaking from that sector as well? Hello, Madam Ada. Hello. Do I have you with me?
Yes, I am here.
Yeah, so I wanted to find out from you that if you look at it, the president acknowledged that there could be some revenue leakages upstream petroleum sector, that the GRA should undertake some work to look at the veracity of it and to look at whether there'll be value for money of engaging a service provider like that.
So reading the report, it says, so I have read that. Then you ask yourself, why do we allow the people to carry on? If you believe that we should do some extensive study to determine, why don't we cancel the recommendation of the KPMG so that we do a thorough analysis, have a baseline data to go by, and then this informs us if we need to continue to engage the same people, if you wish, or others, or allow the GRE to do this when their capacity has been built.
Now, if you look at the report itself too, earlier, the company SMO confirmed to Manasseh Azure and his team that they do not undertake this downstream petroleum audit services that is a claim that they provide. But this report also says that because it is clear that there is need for downstream petroleum audit services provided by SML, GRA and the state have benefited from these services since SML commenced providing them. There's also been an increase in volumes of 1.7 billion liters, and therefore this contract, this SML company is going to continue doing that. But SML itself says, we do not do that. Where do we go from here?
So that's very unfortunate. I remember when the documentary came out and what the managing director at the time said and the evidence that showed that they were not doing that. So for me, that's why I'm saying that we do not need to rush to come to conclusions on these issues. So if the person says I'm not doing it, and I don't know what KPMG has said on this, then the decision that was informed by the president to say that because they are doing this and they have achieved some minimal results, then they should continue to do so. So that's why we are saying that even though there is not clear issues around corruption, but the inconsistencies of information that was picked on the documentary would also then show us that we need to tread cautiously. And that's why we say there's no need to rush. I don't know why there's a need to continue the process when this has been shown. But then when we see evidence that the people are doing well, certainly when we do investigations, our reports definitely will not reflect all the issues that come up. And so we should not want to, just like Manasseh himself has said, he has mixed feelings around the report. Exactly, maybe he wouldn't have picked everything as it is, but then we know for sure that KPMG are professionals who would have done a good job.
All right, so I mean, going forward, what kind of lessons should this teach the state Ghana? You engage a company and it comes out that the company itself says, I'm not providing this sort of services. A report is out now, but we are told that a company is still holding on to that initial contract. What lessons should the state Ghana learn from this going forward?
That we need to delink the issues around procurement. And you realize that in the findings, they talk about initial stages where there was no clear authorization from the PPA allowing the GRA to engage in the services they were engaging in. Again, we see there was no any approval from the legislature, which is a requirement. And so some of these infractions clearly tell us that as citizens, we need to be more proactive. We need to engage and we need to speak out when those we have put in power decide to act. And then the bureaucrat, not just those we have put in power, but the bureaucrats who are supposed to do things according to their code are seen to be infringing on some of the laws that are laid down for us to comply. And so going forward, we see that there is a clear issue of ensuring that we do good monitoring. And the report also mentions that the GRA did not follow through by monitoring the process very closely. And so if there was monitoring, they would have picked up some of the issues. And this is not novel to the GRA and to this. We see this repeatedly occur in many instances. And then because there is lack of sanctioning or inadequate sanctioning, let me be amiable to say that, then people continue to do this and get away with it. So for us, we believe that it is time that we do not allow some of these things to happen and then people get away with them. If people are not complying with the regimes, they should be sanctioned. And we should put in place a rigorous system that is cutting across, not just for GRA, but for all of us to ensure that we are managing our resources, which are very scarce, so that they do not leak to personal pockets. It shows clearly that the issues around ethics and integrity are not being handled very well in us, and the contracting process as per the reasoning I have given. And then it also then gives us the opportunity going forward to then promote some investigations, collaborations between government and media and civil society to be able to audit some of these things, do investigations and uncover. And then we deal with the issues as a people to be able to fill some of the gaps that come up. It's not palatable talking about these issues on a daily basis. It's not palatable letting others know that the very creditable people we have put in places of power and who are superintending over the affairs of the nation continue to look on or watch on when some of these infractions happen, only waiting for private investigative journalists and civil society to uncover this fraud. It is not enough. We believe some of the state agencies who are supposed to be doing this should also come out more proactively to be dealing with the issues.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here. Mary Ada is the Executive Director for the Ghana Integrity Initiative. This has been The Top Story. My name is Samuel Kojo-Brace. Up next is Newsnight.